It's Sheridan TV time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name is Johnny, and as always, thank you so much for joining us today. It is May 23rd, 2017. I am joined by our senior mentor here at Sheridan Mentoring, Mr. Mark Fenton. And if you have any questions for Mark as he's working through his content, go ahead and put it right into the chat box, right underneath the video box there, and we will address your questions. Mr. Mark, how are you?
Hey, Johnny. I'm glad to see you holding it together today with Roger Moore's death.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Big James Bond fan.
Big James Bond fan. It's not a great day in the world of James Bond, but that's okay. Big blue ball keeps spinning.
In spite of us, not because of us.
Without a doubt. In spite, yes. All right, so Mark's talking about a crude oil trade today. You got some goodness to share with us, Mark?
Yes. I want to talk a little bit about crude oil. Crude oil trades over 1 million contracts a day, CME Group. And so it's a very liquid underlying that you can trade. It's been just seemingly over the last couple of years getting better and better with the fills, to where sometimes I think it fills better than your major indices like SPX, or certainly fills better than RUT, in my opinion. Oil's different. You know, it's not an index. You have to understand the components of what makes oil move and that type of thing. But it is highly tradable if you understand options on it and you want to apply maybe an opinion or lack of an opinion that you have to that. So let me start by sharing my desktop here. I'm going to talk a little bit about a trade. And it is it's a below the market, or below the price we're currently trading is what I mean by that, iron fly. We're here, we're trading currently at about 51.40. This market, this iron butterfly actually is centered at 50. You can see I've sold a 50 call, I've sold a 50 put. And then I went down 6 points lower than the short put and bought the long. So pretty wide on the bottom, but on the top, I only went up 1.5 points. By doing that, I give myself a flat arm that's above zero. In fact, no matter how oil would go, if you had this position on, you would make $300. Now this trade would cost you, actually, it cost you about $1,100 to put this trade on. I looked at it before I started, about $1,100 because of span margin is what it would cost. However, you would actually be on the hook for $4,200. That's how the market works in the futures market. You have to keep that in mind, that they charge you less margin than they actually make you pay for less risk than you actually have. If everything works well with this trade, that's great. But if the trade starts going against you, the margin will increase. So you have to keep that in mind. But you can make about 3 times on what the trade initially costs you, no matter how high it goes. If it stays the same price or near here, we don't care. The only time we care is if it really gets a precipitous drop. Now, oil's kind of bounced up off of a low. There's an OPEC meeting later this week, and they might even cut production more, which could give it a little more support, maybe even boost it higher. In this trade, who would care, right? You'd be in great shape. So it is a non-directional play to a certain extent, meaning that it can go up or down some, or it can stay the same. But it is a little bit directional in that, of course, you'd ultimately have less risk. You'd have no risk on the upside versus your more significant risk on the downside. So if you put this thing on here and it started to run down against you, what could I do? Well, if I got to about, the middle of our fly where our short strikes are, maybe the 50 area, you could consider buying a put or a put vertical just to cut whatever your position delta is there in half or maybe a little more. Now, you'll notice in oil delta numbers are really high. It's because it's denominated solo $55, you know, as opposed to $2,400 or whatever like the SPX, right? So that's why the deltas are, because the smaller number obviously can have this higher rate of change if it moved a point. But if it got down to about the short strikes, you could pick up a put to cut your deltas. And if it gets down maybe within a buck or so of your lower break even, which is at 48.20, so maybe if we got around 49, you could even set up another fly just like it, even lower, maybe centered, you know, a little bit lower, maybe centered around 48 or whatever, to give you even more room to the downside. Now, oil generally has been pretty orderly. You can see, and I've seen them recently, some $3 moves in a day. That's a big move. You don't see a lot of them. But you need to be, you know, watching for that. And, of course, oil trades overnight, which means you can trade it too overnight. It's not going to gap risk you in that regard like SPX will. Something happens after the market closes today, an hour after the market. Well, in the morning, it can open up or down much higher or lower. And you can't protect yourself using the SPX. In this, you have the opportunity in the middle of the night to hedge yourself or if you wanted or have orders in to protect yourself. So that's one thing I think is advantageous about the futures like this that trade a lot of hours of the day. But otherwise, I'd be looking to get maybe this $300 out of here, maybe close to it. And if you could get 300 profit down here anywhere inside the butterfly, I'd also take that too. And that'd be my plan for that. Any questions? I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, if you have any questions, go ahead and put them into the chat box. I will relay them to Mark. Mark is starting a brand new course on futures on the 30th of this month, next week. So if you'd like, you can just click on the homepage of SheridanMentoring.com and there'll be a link for his new class. There was a free webinar that he did as well. You can review that if you haven't watched that yet. Also, Dan's two-day Chicago seminar. There's just a handful of seats left for Chicago, June 15 and 16, if you're interested. Again, on the homepage there, you can learn about that. Even check out a little preview. Mark guests, guest 383 asks, if the price drops, would you sell a future contract?
If you are experienced at this and understand what you're doing, that's an alternative. You can do that. You know, it's a pretty good margin with a futures contract short. But it is something you could consider, yes, if you're experienced at this.
Awesome. Any other questions? Go ahead, throw them in there now. I do have a trivia for you, of course. It's bond-themed. The question is, in 1973, Live and Let Die opened starring Roger Moore. He was what age when he made his debut as 007? How old was Roger Moore? A hint, he was the oldest actor to ever play the role as Bond.
Older than Sean Connery? Holy cow, I wouldn't have thought that.
When he started. Mm. When he started. Guest 7411 says they like the hair a lot better. I don't know if it's my hair, if it's Mark's hair. I don't know.
My hair is the same, so it's probably
It's probably me. Yeah, right. My sides are much denser than they have been in the past. I'm trying something new. 49 is close, Ned. 55 is farther away. 95. Well, he died at 89, so he could not play the role at 95. 47 is even closer, Wayne. We're dancing around it. 46 is even closer, Ned. 37 is too far away. The youngest, I'll tell you, was George Lazenby. He was 29 years old when he became James Bond. He was the youngest. Roger Moore was the oldest at not 46, and it's not 44. How about that? There you go, Coach. He's 45 years old. He debuted the role of James Bond. Say what you will about your Bonds. Roger Moore did a good job. and we are sad to see him go, but appreciate his work. Well, thank you, folks. If you have any other questions, of course, you can always email us at info@sharedmentoring.com, or you can always give us a call here at 800-288-9341. Thank you, Mark, for sharing today. Make sure to check out Mark's brand new class. He's going to be starting on futures the end of the month. And we will see you guys on Thursday for another fantastic installment of Sheridan TV.